The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. And just a few more days of signing off our AM signal at 5 p.m. Just in a few days, we will have this half hour back, and we will be AM and FM in this hour. Right now, however, I want to thank our 104.5 FM listeners. Thank you for joining us. Also, those of you that are streaming wherever you may be streaming. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And we're going to start the hour with Frank in Columbus. Hey, Frank, welcome.
Well, good evening, Bob. You know what? I was listening to you, and all of a sudden, everything just stopped on the radio. I thought you guys just continued the radio station just because you didn't want to hear from me.
Well, we thought about it. since I knew you were coming up next, we were going to shut down the transmitter, close it all up, and go home. But we thought we would let you on.
Yeah. You know, it makes no sense for a month. I understand why it's done, but great stuff. It's old stuff, and it's not necessary. Anyways, so the reason for my call wasn't talking about, I was not going to talk about airway propagations and things like that, but so you're just talking about amazing. You know what? To me, Bob, and this just goes back to
Frank, you're breaking up.
I'm breaking up.
You're breaking up. I'm only getting about every third or fourth word.
All right. I've moved a little. Is any better for
that
me?
Is better. That is better.
Okay.
Well, it was. Then you started breaking up again. Move farther away from Michigan. Can you go south a little farther?
I'm almost in Columbus. I'm looking at 270 ahead of me right there.
All right.
I can smell it.
All right.
Anyways,
let's try it again.
Let's try it for the third time. You know, it's a charm. So the stimulus package was 5,000 pages long. 5,000. How much is in there we still don't know. You know, I don't know. I thought it was a stimulus for the American people and to keep our economy going. But, you know, as you stated earlier, how much money went overseas? You know, and then besides all that, if you look at the other places the money went to, were all Democrat pet projects buddies. And how this works is the Democrats give them the money, and then later on the money's given back to the Democratic Party. And you can be sure you can check this by seeing who's on the board at, let's say, the Kennedy Center. It's twice now they've gotten money from the stimuli package.
Right, I know.
So let's see who's on the board, and let's see how much money they've given to the Democrats. See, this is money laundering. This is exactly what they're doing. Don't be fooled by this. They give this money, and it gets back to them in donations, in support of contributions. So, you know, this is how they operate. Now, there's nothing, 600, hey, peasants, you know, remember when Nancy said that our tax relief was just pittance?
Yeah.
It was just, what was the word she used? I can't remember now.
I think she used the word pittance, I think. Well, I'm not sure, well, but it was something similar.
Maybe it was. So, hey, here's a crumb this time. You know, don't worry about your taxes being cut. Here's a crumb for you, buddy. You know, we're the ones out here making the money that keep this government alive, keep it functioning. We're the ones that are doing the hard work, and our reward, is, much of it is stripped away from us in taxes that you know, if you sat down and figured out all your taxes, you'd be amazed. I mean, let's not forget sales tax, gasoline tax, excise tax, here and there. I mean, your money's taxed so many times you wouldn't, your head would spin. So, you know, they're taking my money, your money, and they're spending this, they're spreading it all throughout the world and all throughout their little liberal project. And of course, the Republicans, as they have been my whole life, Bob, I'm a conservative. I'm not a Republican because these guys are spineless. They're spineless. They're like a wet noodle. They will not stand up to anything. And all they want right now is to get it said that, yeah, they voted for the stimuli package. So, you know, they look good. This is all it's about. And remember, one other thing here, Bob, real quick, is you know, the left keeps going left. The Democrats keep going left. And as they go left, they pull the Republican Party left with them. So, along with the center, there is no center anymore. You know, these Republicans are no different. You know, rhino, you know, you can call them a rhino, call them whatever you want. They're not conservative. And what I really find hypocritical is that Mr. Portman on his Facebook page, conscientious conservative. Yeah, right, whatever, Portman. You know, you voted for that, you're no conservative. So, like the Obamacare, we're going to have to read the bill. Well, first we're going to pass the bill before we can find out what's in it. Well, guess what, America? You got it shoved down your throat again with your own money.
Well, let me say this, Frank. Here are my thoughts, and I sincerely believe this. Any person in Congress, either in the House of Representatives or the Senate, that voted for this bill without reading it is immoral. That is absolutely immoral. And I think that anybody voted for it without reading it should immediately be removed from office. They have relinquished the privilege of serving the American people. 5,000 pages. How many in the House of Representatives, the Senate, do you believe actually read it? I would say zero.
None.
I would say not one single individual read it. And yet they voted for it.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, I have one last word, Bob.
All right, one last word.
Okay, this was astonishing, too. This has nothing to do with that. This has to do with Facebook. Somebody posted the Lord's Prayer on Facebook, and I got it in a message, and it was covered over by Facebook saying that it was false information. I couldn't believe it. I got it in a private message. So I cut and pasted it to my Facebook page. Lo and behold, Facebook covered it up and said it was false information. That, you know what? Why are we, any of us, on Facebook? Why are you there? Why am I there? We need to get away from that. If they, you know, that's a prayer. There's, you know, they're showing us right there what they think of religion, especially Christianity, because I'm sure if I put the prayer to Allah on there, I bet it wouldn't get covered up like that. But there you go. Well, it's true, but remember, we're fighting evil. You know, you might as well start your show off with, this is the fight for evil, and I'm going to show you what evil is, because it's what you're trying to do. You are trying to do that. And a lot of people don't understand or even think about the evil, just like the caller that called about the Kwanzaa. You know, my God, you're gaining the truth. What else do you need? What other proof do you need? What other proof do American people need to see that we're fighting good against evil? And I don't care what color you are. I don't care what political party you belong to, whatever you are. The point of the matter is that we are in a battle now against good and evil. And when they talk, I know I'm going long, and I'll cut it with this. When they talk about this is going to be a dark winter. You know, a dark winter doesn't necessarily mean a season. It can be a time. A dark winter, a time of bad things happening. Anyways, I'm done.
All right, Frank. All right, Frank. Thanks. If I don't talk to you before Christmas, have a wonderful Christmas.
Well,
all right,
Bob, you too, and happy anniversary. I think it was yesterday.
It was yesterday. Thank you very much.
And you can't win the trip, just so you know.
Okay. All right. God bless you. Bye-bye. Oh, well, you don't have to wonder where Frank is coming from. He will certainly tell you. But, folks, listen. We screamed and yelled and hollered and shouted when Obamacare was passed without anyone reading it. Not one single person who voted for Obamacare had actually read it. And it was only 2,000 pages long. This bill was 5,000. And look at how many Republicans voted for it. Now, there were several Republicans that did not. But look at the number of Republicans. But the American people don't care because I'm going to get $600. Guess what? That was your money anyway. Where do you think that money comes from? Taxes. Where do taxes come from? It comes from you. So the American people are going, isn't that wonderful? The government is going to let us have $600 of our own money back, which, of course, they have to borrow because they don't have it. It really is disheartening. Because even many Republicans have no problem in signing a bill or voting for a bill absolutely jam-packed with pork. Has nothing to do with COVID relief or unemployment or anything else to deal with the pandemic. It's sad. It is just really, really sad. All right. I'm done with my rant. Now it's time for your rant. My number is 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Unless a political miracle happens on January 6th, and I say political miracle, and it's unlikely, but unless a political miracle occurs on January 6th, President Donald Trump will be leaving office in January, and we will have President Joe Biden. But Donald Trump, in the midst of fighting for his reelection and fighting election fraud and so forth, with all of that going on and handling the COVID thing, he is still fighting for the lives of the unborn. Like him, hate him, whoever you voted for, there has never been a president of the United States more pro-life than Donald Trump. Listen to this. The U.S. government has officially filed a pro-life declaration with the U.N. Secretary General. Joined by 34 other countries, the document enshrines the Trump administration's pro-life diplomacy on the official record of the General Assembly. And I quote, "The United States strongly supports the dignity of all human beings in protecting life from the moment of conception throughout the lifespan," Ambassador Kelly Craft wrote to UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, transmitting the Geneva Consensus Declaration on Promoting Women's Health and Strengthening the Family. Following the letter, the declaration was issued as an official document of the United States last week, the United Nations last week, and circulated on December 11th after having been translated into all six official UN languages. Ambassador Kraft added, "The United States, along with our like-minded," "The United States, along with our like-minded partners, believes strongly there is no international right to abortion, and that the United Nations must respect national laws and policies on the matter absent external pressure." So even in what looks like the waning days of his presidency, the president wants not only the United States to know how pro-life he is, but he wants the world to know that there are many in this country that will fight for life. And may I say this kindly, and I mean this kindly, to those of you who voted for Joe Biden, what message do you think Joe Biden will communicate to the world about life? Donald Trump has been spending the last 4 years communicating to the world that we here in the United States care about all lives. Lives of all people, all colors, all races, all ages, including the unborn. Speaking of the unborn, I'm going to deal with this story very briefly because I honestly don't have the stomach to deal with it in a lengthy manner. The National Catholic Register has uncovered an investigation at the University of Pittsburgh in Pennsylvania, how that scientists at the University of Pittsburgh used, and I'm quoting, scalps from aborted babies to create humanized mice to study the human immune system. Researchers at the University of Pittsburgh use full-thickness human skin, that's a scalp, from babies aborted between 18 and 20 weeks gestation for their experiments, according to their study. They also took thymus, liver, and spleen tissue from the aborted babies and transplanted and grafted onto rodents and allowed to grow. Do you realize how shocked the world was when we discovered what the Nazis were doing with Jews in the concentration camps? The experiments that were being done on Jews. The entire world was shocked when we learned about the inhumanity of Nazi doctors. Is that any worse than American scientists taking unborn human babies, ripping their scalps off, and putting that on a mouse or a rat or some other rodent and hoping it will grow? What a grotesque, barbaric, macabre, evil way to treat unborn human beings. Talk about the depravity of man. Listen, the abortionists and many research scientists in America, the Nazis had nothing on them. Sad, but true.